USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he believes a second wave of coronavirus in the United States is entirely conceivable this fall. Testifying by video call to a Senate hearing, the NIH veteran said states reopening too quickly could make that outbreak worse.
If that occurs, there is a real risk that you will trigger an outbreak that you may not be able to control.
GOP Senator Mitt Romney's contradicting President Trump's claims about success in making more virus testing available, saying he finds the U.S. testing record, as Romney puts it, nothing to celebrate whatsoever. U.S. cases have now exceeded 1,350,000, with more than 80,000 deaths from the virus. Some Democrats in the House are not ready to back a new coronavirus stimulus package yet. Progressive leaders say they need more time to go over the bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.